Thank you for joining us, Caring About Your World. It is straight up top of the hour. Wish we had 2 hours to take testimonies like what Andrew in Canada had and Jukla in Texas. Amazing, ladies and gentlemen. One of that, one who's not a vet, but had to get off of some horrific drugs and did so with the help of lithium orotate. And my goodness, and what Jerry Peterman had to say, too. It's just people are afraid to believe in something that is that good and that inexpensive. And that's all there is to it. And Dr. Mark Millar is joining us today. We'll take your phone calls, continue for the next 3 or 4 minutes. And you can reach Dr. Millar after the show. Get in line, ladies and gentlemen, at 480-282-1545, 480-282-1545. He is the real deal, I got to tell you. Let's go to Deb in West Virginia. Deb, you are on the air. Go ahead, please, with Dr. Millar.
Good morning. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
I wanted to say, I called Dr. Millar about 7 months ago, and I told him, my husband told me to call, because he said I was like a horse he used to have. He said she was a little high-stepping, she was a little high-strung, but he loved that mare. And so he said, every time the phone rings, you start and jump. And I think maybe you need to call Dr. Millar. And so I did. And I take 3 tablets twice a day. And what I noticed was that my blood pressure dropped. And I have not had blood pressure medicine now for 7 months.
Wow.
That's a common result.
I feel great, and I don't jump when the phone rings. I'm not as high-strung. I sleep better, and I notice I dream more. I was not really dreaming before because I wasn't really getting good deep sleep.
Right.
And now I do. And I feel fantastic. And I take it with other vitamins. I take vitamin D and all the B vitamins and other things, too, all natural. But I don't have to take any medicine.
Outstanding, Deb. That's a great story.
Wow.
And I'm so thrilled that you got those results. Thank you.
You know,
for
I was so
Deb.
Afraid he was. You were going to say that your husband said he finally had to shoot the horse or something. You know, I was afraid he was going to go on with that. You know, that part of the story. But that is amazing.
It's
that is
really,
really amazing,
great.
Deb.
And it's good whenever you can call and talk to Dr. Millar because he will listen and tell you, well, this is what I think would be good for you, and this is my recommendation. And then when you see it work, it is such a blessing.
How long did it take you to notice something?
Just over a week, just about a week. But I was only doing, you know, you build up. And so after 2 weeks, that's when my blood pressure started to drop, and I was taking medication at the time, and I said, whoa, my blood pressure is way lower than it should be. And so I weaned myself off of my medication, and in 7 months, I probably had like 10 blood pressure pills.
Oh, my goodness.
That's
and,
it, great,
and, your,
Deb.
And your blood pressure's still down?
It was 116 over 64 this morning.
Oh. That's incredible. Okay, thank you very much, Deb, for the phone call. Thank you for caring and calling in. Real quickly, Dr. Millar, how does that affect blood pressure?
Well, most likely through the adrenaline pathway. You know, a large body of blood pressure medication lowers adrenaline levels, and that's the most likely pathway that it's working through. So.
Amazing. All right,
yeah.
One final call. Alex in Missouri. Go ahead, please, Alex. You're on the air with Dr. Millar. Real quick.
Dr. Millar, I take L-tryptophan and 500 milligrams of that, and also 500 milligrams of L-tyrosine, and I'm wondering how that would work out with taking a dose of this orotate as well.
Okay. Any conflict with that, Dr. Millar?
None at all. You know, it'll be perfect complement to those amino acids.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for calling in, Alex, and asking that question. Interesting. I'm sure there are other people on the same things. Dr. Millar, you're a hero of ours. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Joyce. Yeah. Always a pleasure. God bless you.
You are amazing. God bless. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Ladies, call the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, to get your lithium orotate. We'll be right back. 3-minute break. Stay tuned. Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you already know how Miracle 2 products can be used in the garden to control pests. Help your flowers and vegetables absorb nutrients and promote growth. Most of you already know how it cleans around the house without harsh chemicals or toxins, cutting through grease and leaving your hands soft and healthy. Most of you already know how the moisturizing soap and neutralizer leaves your hair and skin feeling fresh and clean. And for those of you who've never tried Miracle 2, you owe it to yourself to find out why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap is a miracle. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and try Miracle 2 products today. The 76 Startup Package includes all five of the Miracle 2 products, an $80 value, only $76, and that includes the shipping. Call 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, and order your Miracle 2 products today. Then you'll know why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world. It's all about trying to help people get better and feel better. Dr. Mark Millar is an incredible man. I hope you all will take your time to, if you have any questions about using the lithium orotate, to give him a call. It is a mineral. You just take it. It's over the counter. It's very easy to take and very inexpensive. We're going to be talking this hour to Deborah Tavares. She's a third-generation land developer of residential construction. She's been employed in a family-operated business for over 30 years. She specialized in feasibility studies, acquisitions, and building permit processes, including required environmental impact reports, along with furnishing the Department of Real Estate subdivision requirements and the entire construction build-out to completion. It was during that process that she found out about the restrictions on property rights that became evident under the United Nations Agenda 21 through the land use limitations, restrictions, regulations, fees, and the increased liability exposures. And she's trying to spread the word today about the monstrous lies that we are being told about in so many different areas. She's one of the most documented people I know of, and she has certainly done her best to help people understand smart meters. Her website, StopTheCrime.net and RefuseSmartMeters.com are two of her websites. Thank you so much, Deborah, for joining us in the Power Hour today.
Well, thank you also for having me back on, Joyce. We have quite a bit to cover today, and I want to first give out our phone number for a print shop, because everything that I'm going to be talking about, Joyce, is a free download from StopTheCrime.net. But should people be unable to download or print, they can contact area code 707 707-586-9558. Again, 707-586-9558. And for only the cost of printing and shipping, you can receive any of the documents that you hear me discuss now. And I wanted to start out by just saying, of course, I'm here in Northern California, about an hour north of the Golden Gate Bridge. We are in an engineered drought. While we've had some rain over the last week, we're now being told statewide that we must reduce our water usage by 20%. And I can tell you that many of the dairies here were known for cheese in the Petaluma area, which is just between Santa Rosa and the Golden Gate Bridge. Farmers have been having to truck in water and extra feed because, of course, without any rain, we haven't had any grass growing in the pastures. So we're going to see food prices increase dramatically. That's always part of what the engineered weather is all about. At this moment, I want to just add that you can go to stopthecrime.net. You can go to the Climate Action Plan post, and you can see what we discovered when we were doing some research on the climate action plans that we're going to talk a little bit more about today. But we discovered on the Harvard Kennedy School Belfer Center for Science and International Studies that a year ago they were seeking fellow applications to look into meeting internationally to work on global weather modification policies. And they said geoengineering is the deliberate large-scale manipulation of the Earth's climate. And they went on to say that they need to have a global governance policy because most individual states could readily use weather manipulation tools to alter the global climate unilaterally.
Now, and what year was this, Deborah? What year was this?
Well, they were requesting applications, and they were due on April the 12th of 2012. I have this on stopthecrime.net. Again, scroll down from the very top of the homepage. You'll see flashing climate action plans. I have this posted so that everybody can look at it for yourselves. Now, we know the weather is controlled. We know that they have massive weather modification programs. We know that they're dumping toxins on all of us. We talk about that on other shows, but we're under a massive silent weapons assault. Massive. And it is targeting the entire global family. And we've got to get on board as soon as possible with understanding what is coming up next so that we can put some sticks in the wheel of this monster that's going to be soon rolling down our streets in every single city, every single state, everywhere. Now, what do I mean by that? I mean that the climate action plans are already in process in your town. All you need to do is type in the name of your city and type in climate action plans, and you're going to see what I'm going to be talking about in just a moment. But I want to tell you, I spent quite a bit of time. Our research team has looked at dozens of climate action plans. They are global, and there is a United Nations ICLEI template for climate action. And so what each town is doing is they're inserting the pictures of their city within this template, making a few little alterations here and there. But the plans are pretty much all the same. But what I found out, Joyce, and very interesting as I've reviewed dozens and dozens of these plans, and I will start out by saying that Pittsburgh has always interested me because when I listened to Svali, S-V-A-L-I, an ex-Illuminati family member, she talked about how Pittsburgh was one of the original go-to locations for the Illuminati as they came over from Europe to come into the United States. And as I've looked at Pittsburgh closely for a variety of resource material, including when I was doing a lot of research on smart meters, and I would recommend everyone go again to the homepage of stopthecrime.net, scroll down, I gave a talk to the Oath Keepers over a year ago. It's entitled The A Through Z of Smart Meters. And it's critical that everyone understand what smart meters are. They are being deployed, and the required deployment is also in all of these climate action plans. So that means the opt-out that many people have been working hard to get here in California and other locations has just always only been an appeasement program to get those that are against these meters to back off when they've given the opt-out. But I will tell you, the city council members sit on these climate action boards, and they've known all along that the climate action plans would require smart meters, because the requirement in these plans will require you and everybody to retrofit your home with RFID-chipped Energy Star-rated appliances. But getting back to Pittsburgh and my interest, and I've searched and researched Pittsburgh pretty intently, in Carnegie Mellon particularly, where they have a robotics institute. It's the Carnegie Mellon University, and it was established in 1979. And they have well over 80,000 square feet on one of their campuses alone. They have several campuses with various sizes. But the Robotics Institute has a budget of over $65 million a year. And it was one of the first robotics department in any U.S. university, again, remembering, since 1979. And the Robotics Institute research volume has doubled every 7 years since its founding. So think about that, because what you're going to hear me say next is critical. In the NASA war plan that our team found on the NASA website, which you can look at, again, on stopthecrime.net right at the top of the homepage, you're going to see on page 12 and page 13 a very incredible synopsis. It's entitled The Technological Ages of Humankind. And they start out with hunter-gatherer, where nature provided. And then the next phase was agriculture, controlled nature and controlling of plants and animals. The next phase was the Industrial Revolution. That was from 1800 to 1950, and it's where industrial machinery and agriculture became mechanized. The next phase that they're telling us is IT, Internet, from 1950, and they say until 2020, and that includes bio, nano, and automating of industry and agriculture. And the final technological age of humankind is described as virtual robotization of IT, bio, nano, industry, and agriculture. This is the transhumanism agenda that you've heard often discussed. This is literally the deconstruction of mankind.
Okay, define for us transhumanism, if you would, please. Define that term.
Well, transhumanism is the fusion of humans and machinery. And NASA admits, of course, we're seeing the eliminating of jobs. We're seeing the eliminating of need for humans. We're being replaced by machinery. The rollout of robots in manufacturing is occurring in all facets of manufacturing. And they tell us that this virtual reality, again, it's a false reality. You can look at the movie Avatar for an example, and I would recommend everyone revisit Avatar and understand that our reality is being controlled. It's a fake reality. We're told to reject the evidence that our eyes see and our ears hear. And we're being told that statistics are being invented. They are reinventing our history, and everything is platformed. The foundation is all based on lies, disinformation, and propaganda.
Okay,
and
we got
the media is reshaping our reality.
The media is reshaping our reality. Wow, what an important point. We'll be back after this four-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Wiley with Deborah Tavares.
friend Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I have educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. And Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world. It's all about the truth. And sometimes it's not very pretty. Sometimes it's kind of ugly. It's scary. And you realize, oh my gosh, we have been lied to so very much. Deborah Tavares is our guest today. She came out of the area of real estate when she realized that Agenda 21 was a huge issue that was going to impact the lives of all of us. And she's gone on from there doing research after research. We're talking today about the combination of a number of issues, but also transhumanism and how that is going to play into our role. But the bottom line, everything outside your home is a lie. And if you have the television on, probably everything inside your home is a lie also. Go ahead, Deborah, and continue where you were, please.
Well, that's exactly right, Joyce. One more thing that I think people would be most interested in is the Carnegie Mellon Robot Institute has a robotic city. They call it Robot City. You can look it up. You can Google Earth it, and you can zoom in and take a look. It's next to a river where they use the river for much of their amphibian type of robotic experiment. But experimenting is pretty much over. You can look at the advancements. I'm not going to continue with this conversation because I want to get into boots on the ground with the climate action plan. But we have a link at the top of stopthecrime.net called No More Humans. And I urge everyone to go there. That will explain more on transhumanism. Also, if you go to the NASA War Document link on stopthecrime.net, that will connect you to added information on the topic of robots and transhumanism. So the important thing is, how are they going to work through the scientific invention of the technological ages of humankind? That is demonstrated and shown us on page 12 and 13 of the NASA War Plan. How are we getting from originally being hunter-gatherers to controlling nature to the mechanization of everything and the robotization into the virtual reality that they show as the final technological age of humankind? Well, we get there through the setup of the corporate structure. And what do I mean by that? We are controlled by bookkeeping, statutes, and a corporate structure. We are no longer in a constitutional reality, which is what they sell us as an illusion, where we have elected officials that are supposed to be demonstrating best interest for us. No. We have our water poisoned, our air poisoned, our food poisoned. We have geoengineering with the weather modification and the warfare being ravaging our country right now. Droughts, snow, floods. They can create tsunamis. You can read all of this in the NASA War Plan. But what I want to tell you again is, how do they get to where they want to go? They show us their plans. We simply just need to read them. And I would recommend everyone go to the source document page on Stop the Crime. Read the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars document. Understand that's a declaration of war on all of the entire global population.
You know, let me just add that that Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, that is the mainstay of everything. I mean, you really need to read that as your basis, your foundation, to be able to understand where everything we're talking about here.
Well, that's correct, and I would include the new NWO Exposed 1969 by an insider. That's a must-read, as well as the Iron Mountain Report, and I would recommend watching that as the documentary. Understand how global warming was invented. It was invented as a replacement for war. They needed to construct something that would become globally accepted and a fear-based agenda that would allow them, the corporate structure, to create more corporate policies. And that's what we're talking about. These are large corporate systems that are taken and have taken over America and other countries as well. And I'm going to recommend that everybody read The Great American Adventure, Secrets of America, by retired Judge Dale. Now, I'm going to read a couple of things in his document, and it builds up from Silent Weapons and all of the other source material. And this is critical, because just as Common Core curriculum is dumbing down our children now in school by not teaching them cursive, by dumbing down the math and science programs, among many other aspects of education, literature, etc., we were dumbed down by Common Core reality back when we were all in school. And many of us, you know, think we had a great education. Well, we were not taught our real history. This is all part of the virtual reality, the creation.
Okay, we'll be back after this 3-minute break. Remember, she mentioned The Great American Adventure by retired Judge Dale. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Deborah Tavares, stay tuned for Rich Riley.
independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world, 33 minutes after the hour. Please support the Power Mall. The products that we have at the Power Mall are the absolute best we can find, and that's why we put them there, is so you can take advantage and get those. And I really encourage you. I'm getting more and more email testimonies right now on lithium. One about migraines. Lady had migraines for over 50 years, and she tried lithium orotate, and her migraines were gone. That is so incredible and so wonderful to hear. So give us a call for lithium orotate at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com. We're talking to Deborah Tavares today, and just to let you all know that the Great American Adventure is on her website, stopthecrime.net, in its entirety, and you can download it for free there. Go ahead, Deborah.
Thank you, Joyce. Yes, I'm going to go over some of the aspects of the Great American Adventure. It's not a large read. I would recommend everyone download it. You need to understand that the federal and state governments are not real. They are privately owned corporations called governments. The judges are privately employed administrators by the corporate system called judges, and the laws are nothing more than their corporate regulations called statutes. All laws are created by these government corporations and their private corporation regulations called public law, statutes, codes, and ordinances. to conceal their true nature. Now, on page 38 of The Great American Adventure, it says this: we Americans have been indoctrinated through expert programming, conditioning, prejudice, and patriotism to treat information like this as being ridiculous, absurd, and untrue. Time to grow up, America. Look around you and look at your lives. They have eliminated the family farms and local stores, placed us into cities, given our industry away to break the unions, issued valueless currency, stolen our gold and silver, raised taxes, and then stolen our paper currency back, involved us in staged wars, began a mass foreclosure of American homes, poisoned our air, public water, and food supplies. We are at war, and again, this is a silent weapons system, and that's me saying that. They go on to say, on page 10 of The Great American Adventure, all of this deception is compounded by the refusal of ordinary Americans to realize how or to understand that this is secrecy and duplicity of privately owned corporations being surreptitiously portrayed as American agencies and government, coupled with the deceit and endless greed of Israel, European banks, and the royal and elite families of the world that have come together to fleece America. And I would recommend everybody read this, because you need to understand we have been enslaved by lack of knowledge, and we must stop our consent. This is a solution to the problems we all face. Now, I need to jump into the climate action plans. I have a flyer that you can download on the top of the link of the climate action link. Again, you can access that. Go to stopthecrime.net. You'll see flashing climate action plan. And I urge you to download the flyer that we've put together. You need to understand what this climate action plan is all based upon is fraudulent science. You need to, of course, understand, and I know many of you listening understand, that global warming, the requirement to reduce our CO2, is scientific fraud. Over 31,000 American scientists and PhDs, including scientists out of Russia and other countries, have said we could cut our CO2 emissions 100%, and it would not affect the weather, and it would not affect climate change. Because why? They control the climate with geoengineering. The big lie, the illusion, the virtual reality they have us in. Now, this is very, very important. Again, this is a massive wealth redistribution by the corporate structure. So who's involved in this? Who's behind this ICLEI, United Nations, template for climate action plan? I'm going to tell you. These are only a few of the dedicated board and funders of ICLEI and the Climate Action Plan. Centers for Disease Control. Again, it's a corporate agency of the mother corporation. They do not serve us. They serve the goal of massive profit and control. You must understand, we're besieged with corporate agencies. I'm going to continue. David Rockefeller Fund Incorporated, Kaiser Foundation and Hospitals, and they note in Southern California region. Home Depot Foundation, Office Depot, Pacific Gas and Electric, Rockefeller Brothers Fund, San Diego Foundation. San Diego is another massive area where the Illuminati settled when they came from Europe and first settled into Pittsburgh. Then it was San Diego, and it was Portland. The Southern California Gas Company and Southern California Edison Company are behind this globalization, centralization by control through corporate systems. The Turner Foundation, the United States Department of State, the United States Department of Energy. Again, that is only a corporate agency set to continue to take apart the United States. the United States Environmental Protection Agency, which we know as the EPA, again, another corporate agency, the United States Green Building Council, Xerox, and the Director of Environmental Strategy for Office Depot. The list goes on, but that's just a few. It's just to illustrate the fact that we're taken over by a corporate structure. I want to tell you what we discovered a week ago, and this is phenomenal, and everyone needs to understand this. The Go Local has been deceived. Going Local has been deceived. It is not about your sustainability or the ability for you to be self-reliant in your cities. What it is about is what I'm going to read you right now. We found this on the National Standards Institute, and they say that they play an important role in creating international standards that support the worldwide sale of products, which prevent regions from using local standards in favor of local industries. Remember, this is all about centralization of the food supply. This is about centralization of where we live. This is a massive land grab. I cannot underscore the need for everyone to watch the documentary, the Iron Mountain Report, and or download the document itself. John F. Kennedy warned us only 10 days before he was assassinated that we were opposed around the world by a monolithic, ruthless conspiracy that would rely on covert means. And he said guerrillas at night instead of armies by day. Well, we can see that we're in a silent weapon system. And at night, we're all being pelted with frequencies from cell towers, from the smart meters on our homes. Now, the requirement of retrofitting all, quote, inefficient appliances with RFID-chipped Energy Star-rated appliances is a continuation and an added layer of frequencies that are going to not only cause cell damage and death, but also is for thought intrusion and mind control. Understand the degree of the seizure of all energy on Earth. We're energy, and it tells us that in the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars document. So, we also need to understand, when you look at StopTheCrime.net, you scroll down, on the right-hand side, we have an entire section on USA Inc., and I would urge everybody to pay attention to everything in that section and understand what Senate Report 93549 tells us. We are the enemy. War has been declared, and we are the enemy, and the plans are laid out. We simply need to read the plans. So the Climate Action Plan is a very important plan to understand. What they're telling us in these plans, and in every plan, they express different aspects of the plan in more detail. Now, this is a grouping of plans that I have read, and here's what they're telling about food supply. Promote less energy-intrusive food. Advocate for meatless Mondays or Tuesdays as a strategy to cut individual CO2 emissions. Organize and work with dining centers and participate in global programs. Campaign for meatlessness in schools. Increase urban or city farming, since rural farms and ranches are considered sprawl, unsustainable, and must be restored to forests or other natural habitats. Did anyone wonder during the government shutdown why they were closing off Yellowstone? We couldn't even pull off into the turnouts to take a look at Mount Rushmore without getting fined. This was a shock test. This is explained in the silent weapons document. They shock test us. They are closing off large swaths of land, and they are stealing and thieving lands from the ranches and farms. In fact, I would recommend everybody on YouTube, you must watch Torn from the Land by Lindsay Williams, and you will see the very slow process of how we've been torn from the ranches. They are taking our food supply. Now I'm going to continue in this Climate Action Plan. This is very important to understand. Again, Ranches and farms are considered sprawl and unsustainable and must be restored to forests and other natural habitats. They talk about urban or city agriculture relies on less mechanization because city plots are usually small, requiring less fuel. When farming is performed on small plots of city land, city agriculture requires rotational farming practices that maintain the soil's ability to store carbon that helps mitigate climate change. This is all a lie. It says grow your own food on your in your backyard, side yards, in raised bed gardening, rooftop gardening, or container gardening. Now, this is fine. People feel empowered when they're able to grow their own food. But they're cutting us off from the farms, and they're corralling us in these human settlement zones called smart zones. And in the climate action plans, these zones are called urban growth boundaries, city growth boundaries. You need to go to your city hall. You need to find out, are you within the urban growth boundary of your city, or are you outside? Are you in sprawl? Are you in an unsustainable location where they will not maintain your roads, where they will not allow you a building permit to add on to your home? In fact, where they're going to come down with the heavy boots of this policy through the climate action plans, which will increase energy code requirements arbitrarily in every city that requires they meet targets of reducing CO2 emissions. Fake and phony science. Again, we're not saying that retrofitting your homes to conserve energy is a bad thing. By far, we're not saying that. But we are saying is that this is all based on a lie. And it's going to require everybody retrofit their homes. Your homes are going to be considered unsustainable. They say in the climate action plans for properties that are beyond retrofitting, in other words, the cost would be too high to retrofit, they will demolish those properties. These are in the plans. You also need to understand that Energy Star Resources have partnered with ICLEI and the United Nations and the EPA under the guise of local governments for sustainability. This is USA and this is global. They have partnered. We are a massive corporate structure that is taking the globe down. It's important to understand when we went to a recent Al Gore meeting, he talked about not only the USA structure, but he talked about Earth, Inc., and that's exactly where we are. It's important to understand also in the climate action plans that they will have the Department of Energy 2 weeks ago announced they will be training home assessors to sweep through your neighborhoods to perform interior and exterior home inspections. You will have to pay for it, and the cost will be determined on what your market will bear. The home inspections will take about an hour. Your home will be scored on a scorecard from 1 to 10. They will use your zip code, and they will also go to the census and to your local building departments to determine the square footages of your home to determine whether you have enough occupancy versus sustainability requirements in your home. Now, I can tell you, already in Holland and already in Italy, people that have large homes, children have moved away to college, and they're living in these large homes, are being told that they have to bring in added occupants. So I can tell you, this is how they get to this virtual reality and replace us with machinery. These are the plans. This represents the largest massive relocation of the American population in modern times, and it's being done incrementally. They're pulling apart the perimeter of all of our cities, all the farms. They've unleashed these gray wolves in many states in the country that are enhanced. They have RFID chips. They're slaughtering the farmers' income, their sheep, etc. You need to understand the vastness of the deployment of the silent weapons system. And what do you do about it? Well, you get educated, you get informed, so you're not consenting by lack of knowledge. You start spreading this information. Your silence is your permission. We are at war, and we have the plans. We need to look at them. Again, you can go to stopthecrime.net. Look at all of the links on the homepage. Spend time there. Understand your reality. You'll go through despair. You'll go through the sense that you've been betrayed. You have. You have. And I can say from there, then you learn your own reality and our real reality, and you get empowered. Then you understand that you need to get out there with flyers, with magnetic signs on your cars, whatever you can do to spread the word. People need to know. And it's important that we make our and help make our community safer with information, because I can tell you, when you look at the Aquarius operations briefing that we have on our site, you'll understand the degree of mind control and the use of frequencies and how that will be used to cue up individuals, literally turn them into cyborgs.
We'll be right back after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned. Deborah Tavares, this is Joyce Smiley. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world. It's all about the truth. Tomorrow, Josh will be in the studio with me. Probably JD will be here also, and we'll be talking about whatever we choose to talk about tomorrow. A lot of people have requested that we do not Feel Good Friday on Fridays because the program is repeated all throughout the weekends in many stations, and perhaps maybe we might want to have guests on Friday, so that's something we need to talk about. But today we're talking with Deborah Tavares, The website, stopthecrime.net, I mean, it's, there's no way to tell you what's on that website. You've got to go there. Check that out. The Great American Adventure. Check out Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. Amazing information she has on that website. Deborah, we've only got about 3 minutes left. I'll give it to you. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Very important to understand the climate action plans are the real Hunger Games. Again, all predictive programming in movies, TV, etc. This is the real Hunger Games. We can see it in what they're planning. Understand that they're, among many things, going to require idling limitations. In one of the plans I found, you're going to get a citation if your car idles more than 20 seconds. What does that really mean? Getting rid of vehicles. They're going to be hiring students from colleges to go through your downtown areas at night, count the number of lights that are on, report it to local building officials, because that is unsustainable use of electricity. Go to the link on stopthecrime.net under the climate action plan, scroll down, find what Bill Gates' sole desire is. He said if he only had one wish for humanity, it would be to, by the year 2050, to have zero CO2. That's the end of life on the Earth, because CO2 is a necessary element for the survival of the planet and us as well. Understand, they talk about eliminating fossil fuels in these climate action plans. Again, this is all a lie. Petroleum does not come from dead dinosaurs. You can get this information also on stopthecrime.net. Look at the research papers. Understand the virtual reality that has been woven. We've already been submerged in much of it, much of this disinformation. For example, right now, all of our children in their science classes are learning that global warming is a reality. So give another couple of decades, providing that we are around in a couple of decades, they will think that it is all real, and again, a virtual reality. I can only tell you that in many areas now in the climate action plans, they're going to have car-free Fridays and or car-free Sundays, where they will increase the ability for you to drive your vehicles. They're going to, they want to reduce your commuter travel footprint. And they want to encourage residents to track and observe behavior within their communities. They're turning us in to snitches. They say, of course, they can't enforce many of these laws or rules or corporate statutes. And they're going to require those people to turn in other people. Now, I can tell you that the crop of graduating kids that are in their late 20s and 30s, many of them have already been taught that global warming is a reality. They fear their future existence if we do not reduce greenhouse gas emissions. And I can tell you,
all of this, Deborah, is for what purpose?
It's complete control, depopulation, gathering of all resources. Absolute private property elimination.
Thank you so much, Deborah Tavares. Amazing amount of research she does. Ladies and gentlemen, stopthecrime.net. Do your part. Now you know. It's up to you. Thank you, Deborah. We salute you at the Power Hour.
Thank you, Joy.
Thank you. Everybody, have a blessed day. Take this seriously. Figure out what you're going to do to respond and get ready for whatever is coming your way. Prepare yourself with water, food, and whatever. Have a blessed day. We'll see you tomorrow. Y'all bless you all. We love you at the Power Hour.
Question. Could two